شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار توست.
السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
A man from the city of Qom will call out the people towards the truth. He will be surrounded by those with iron hearts. Storms will not weaken them. They won't tire from war and are not afraid of such. They depend on God, and tomorrow belongs to the righteous. Salawat. I'm sure you've all heard of the Islamic revolution in Iran led by Ayatollah Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini. Imam Khomeini was a pious and God-fearing man who was able to bring revolution into the hearts of the people of his country and defy the unjust government of his time. Imam Khomeini wanted to liberate the people, and he became a medium through which the people could achieve their goals. One way through which he thought he could achieve this goal was through mourning the death of Imam Hussein. He thought this could unite the people. Many mourning sessions were held throughout the country. Imam Khomeini thought that mourning embodied the society under one banner and under a single ideology. It therefore mobilized the nation in favor of an Islamic perspective, objective. No one has had Imam Khomeini's capability to establish intimate and public relationship with the oppressed people and other classes of the society. Imam Khomeini succeeded to deliver messages of the Holy Quran to Muslims with a simple language more than any other leader, and this is one of the biggest secrets to the victory of the Islamic revolution of Iran. These sessions scared the tyrants because it was only through the love of Imam Hussein and the power of the Tear Shed could there have been an uprising such as the one on 15th of Khordad. Iran was a nation which through its tears was able to overthrow a 2,500-year-old power. The tyrants, Ridha Khan and Muhammad Ridha, which used to be the Shahs, especially tried to stop these sessions. Ridha Khan banned anyone from mourning the death of Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shahada. He banned any mullah from sitting on pulpit. Any religious gatherings were prohibited, and if anyone was caught in any gathering, they would be right away arrested. Why all this prevention? Why go through the trouble to stop a bunch of people who are mourning the death of some person who passed away thousands of years ago? Especially since crying doesn't really represent anything like strength. Well, the answer is, my dear brothers and sisters, that Ashura and the matter of Imam Hussein al-Islam is also a political matter. Also, the tears were very powerful. They motivated the small group of people to act against a tyrant with countless armed forces, similar to their master Imam Hussein, who also led a group of minority against the biggest tyrant of his time, therefore transforming into a political matter. These tears strengthened their faith. It increased their conviction. It reminded them of what lengths the grandson of the Prophet had to go through in order for the preservation of the nation. It renewed their loyalty. It prepared them bit by bit. It came to the point that the youth were begging to go out on the war front, and mothers were sending away their children one by one. The followers of the likes of Imam Hussein are never defeated. So other than the strong and motivating things that the people fought for, the way in which these things were presented before them mattered as well. Imam Khomeini had a very charismatic character. Imam Khomeini was a person meant for leading. He had characteristics of decisiveness, perseverance, and personal integrity. Even after he was banished from Iran during the rule of the Pahlavi dynasty, he continued to communicate his message and elude restrictions imposed to him by the Pahlavi dynasty. He would send his message, recorded in music CDs and letters and audio tapes. These were then copied and then distributed throughout Iran. Anyone caught with these messages were immediately arrested and sometimes tortured to death by the civil government agency. He He would present his messages worded specifically designed to communicate simply and meaningfully to the larger segments of society. He kept his messages simple and to the point. Even in exile, he was able to keep up the morale of his followers. He kept encouraging them to continue and told them that the Pahlavi dynasty must go and that they must get ready to dethrone the Shah. There came a time when Imam Khomeini commanded his followers to give roses to the armed forces and embrace them. Slogans could have been heard at the time of, "We give you roses and you shoot us bullets." Many joined their side. The haircut of a typical soldier was restricted to being very short. Therefore, the government started killing anyone with a short haircut as they were thought of as betrayers. At this, Imam Khomeini ordered that all the youth should cut their hair short. This made it impossible for the government, as they, of course, couldn't just kill all the youth over there. So basically, with the help of Imam Hussein and their wise, prudent, patient leader, Imam Khomeini, the success of the Islamic Revolution was achieved, and the Islamic Republic of Iran was established. Up to this day, this country is an example of oppressive people rising against the tyrant of their time. The Islamic awakening that has been spreading rapidly throughout the Middle Eastern countries today was greatly influenced by the courage and the valor of the Iranian nation. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them victorious in their struggle. We ask Allah to be the protector of all the oppressive people around the globe and to hasten the reappearance of the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, ajalla ta'ala for sure. Please recite Allah to Allah.